Nudity.
Nudity makes me think of when I was 7 years old. There was this girl, Babita. I'm not kidding. That was her name, Babita. She lived around the block from me. Babita and the other girl's name was Michelle, I believe. And they were older. Not much older, but older. They were like 10 or 11. And they wanted to see my stuff when I was 7. Or that's what they told me. They made me go and rub my butt. They made me take my pants off to my knees and go and rub my butt in the mud. And then I can't remember why. They had like a big, there was this big thing with it. And I went and they ran off when I went to, when I turned my back to rub my butt in the mud. And my mom came out and thought I was demented. And I had to stay in my room for most of that summer because I came out and I was just happily rubbing my naked butt in the mud in our backyard. Nudity.
I don't know. I went through a phase. It seemed like pretty soon after I got to college where a lot of inhibitions would just go away and I would take off my clothes at parties and stuff. And it actually got to the point where people started expecting it. And expecting to see some usually hidden part of my anatomy every time we were all together. And the pressure got to be too great, so I don't do it anymore. I don't pull out a ball. I won't do it. So don't ask. Nudity.
It has seemed to me that over the course of my life, the times I felt most free, most liberated, and most in touch with a higher force, with the greater glory of the universe. So I'm sitting naked on my couch, and the wind is blowing in and touching the heretofore unexposed parts of my body. And mingling among them, its gentle nature kiss, caressing my squigglies. And it occurs to me that the ban on nudity has been handed down from on high from the rich and powerful people in our society, and it occurs to me that perhaps that is the difference. That is the great wage gap that exists. That is the great privilege gap that exists. Perhaps the secret to freedom, to enlightenment, is being able to sit around and feel the breeze in your little dark bits. Not that I want to see yours, mind you. So you just keep it indoors. Nudity.
Shh. Evelyn!
Yeah, Daddy?
Evelyn, we have a problem. Your baby.
My baby. I love my baby, Daddy.
I know you do, honey. I know you do.
Daddy, I brought that baby into the world so that I could love something and have something love me.
Right. I know that. I know that, Evelyn, honey. But it's the name I'm worried about more than anything. I'm worried about your naming of the baby.
I thought Jockich was a very nice name for a baby.
Oh, honey.
Are those horses having sex?
Yes.
What? Out there in the open, like I got. Isn't there a barn that they can be taken to? This is obscene.
Well, you know, in nature they'd just be doing it, and now they're just doing it. So it's.
Dear God, they are well equipped. I mean,
yeah, really.
The leaves on that tree just fell off. Can we find the farmer in question? This isn't right. Children could drive right by here.
Let's just go up this dirt road and see what we can find, okay?
All right. I stepped in something. I don't hear anything.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Edgar. This is my friend Benedict.
Hello, Edgar and Benedict.
It's a dwarf.
Yeah. Hello, sir.
Sir.
You can call me Dwarfy Dwarfison.
Dwarfy Dwarf. I was just going to ask your name. Mr. Dwarfson?
I'm just kidding. My name is Gregory.
Okay. Can we call you Greg?
Yes.
For short?
Yes.
Put in your mouth.
I felt bad. I didn't mean anything by that. I just meant we could call you.
Okay, quite all right.
Do you know that your horses are frenetically humping?
Yes, they do that all the time.
This is insane. That horse's equipment is larger than he is. In sum.
This is...
you can,
in toto.
Would you boys like to come in for some tea?
Look, dude, let's go in and have some tea. Maybe we can discuss it with him, okay?
Okay,
all fine. Right. Yeah, we'd love to go in for some tea.
Follow me.
Guys, I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, I don't see that we have much choice. We've got about 5 minutes, and, you know, they're expecting something out there.
God, these expectations... I don't want to do it. I've been falling off the stage for years. I don't want to do it again.
You're always so nervous before a show. You always do just fine.
But
frankly, I find it impressive that you managed to fall off the stage from behind your drum set.
Yes. I'm good, okay? I know I'm good, but it's just too much. I want to try something else. I want to try punching myself or hitting myself in the leg with a hand. Or I guess that would
your
be
own
punching.
Hand?
I don't care whose hand it is.
Well, what kind of music can we make like that?
I don't know. Something sort of punk rock.
Why don't you give us a little taste of something?
Right there. That was me hitting myself.
That's it? That's the whole song?
It's most of it. I haven't gotten the chorus yet.
Well, I'd have to retune for that. I mean, we're in drop D mostly.
Yeah, mostly. Can you play it again? Man, no, see, doesn't ring. One more time. Man, yeah, it doesn't ring right.
Yeah.
You know what? I've been making sacrifices for this group forever. You guys just stand there and play your instruments, and I fall all over the place hurting myself. My HMO is not happy.
He does have a point. He does have a point there, Manny.
Well, Dwight, we just can't stop being a band just because he's throwing a fit.
I'm not saying that, you know, we have to stop the band.
Can we just compromise? Maybe one of you guys falls or gets hit with a brick.
All right, look, why don't we try this out? Let's go back down the basement. We'll see what we can work out. Okay, guys? Is that agreeable to everybody?
Fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Shh. Elena!
Yes, Daddy?
You have a problem.
The baby got into the jam again?
Yes. We have a baby jam.
Hmm.
Or a jam baby, whichever way you want to look at it.
Which door is she stuck in?
The northeast quadrant Z.
Oh, jeez.
From the airlock to the medical discovery chamber.
Well, did you try to pry her out?
Yes, but she's a fat little baby.
Maybe I should stop feeding her stuff.
Yes, it'd probably be a good idea.
Well, let me see what I can do. You follow me up there.
Okay.
Hi, Jock Itch. It's Mommy. Oh, aren't you a good baby? Oh, aren't you a good pukey baby?
So, it's taking a sweet time with the tea.
Yeah.
Here's your tea.
Oh, thank you.
It's awful sweet. You put a lot of sugar in it, huh?
Yes.
Hey,
this is really
sweet. Could you excuse us
what
for
kind
just
of tea
one
is
second,
this?
Please?
Yes.
Look at what's on my shoe.
What is that?
I was just kind of resigned myself to the fact that, you know, I was going to step in some poop. It's a farm and all, but that's not even brown. It's kind of like, you know, reddish, like strawberries or something.
Just stand still, right?
Okay.
Oh, I dropped my pen. I should go and get it. Oh, It is! It is strawberry!
What are globs of strawberry jam doing outside this house?
I don't know.
Well, all right, we've got to come up with something. Could we just maybe compromise? You whack with the arm on the drums? This is a very important benefit concert that we're playing here.
All right, I guess if we're going to eradicate AIDS and papillomavirus, we have to do it the right way.
Yes, we do, man. We got to go out with a bang.
Okay.
Farm Aid 17's gotten to some weird topics, let me tell you.
Remember back when it was all about the farmer.
And then I remember when it was all about Willie Nelson.
Now it's about the farmer and his foreign viruses.
Man.
All right, get behind your drums.
Okay.
Set that baby free.
Okay.
Thump. The pressure built up so much that it fired the baby out of the vent, and it's... Where did it go?
My baby!
30 seconds till we go on. You gotta find something to bang on.
Oh, baby of love! Landed right in my arms. Guys, let's make this the best Farm Aid ever!
Screw the kick drum, alright!
On my count.
Mic that baby.
2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2.
Dun dun!
Dun dun! Dun dun!
Time to go. Thank you very much for listening to What Jail Is Like. Thank you very much, Matt, for coming down this week.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you to the Massive Posse that brought us milkshakes from
Thanks
Dairy
to Kurt
Queen.
For calling and Patrick for calling a few times.
The Neil Street Dairy Queen Posse.
Yeah.
And yeah, be tuned.
Next week.
Next week.
It's all over.
Is the gripping conclusion.
Good luck, guys.
Stunning conclusion.
Thanks.
I love you
what
both.
Will happen?
It's going to be a hell of an ordeal.
I'm going to cry. I guarantee I will cry by the end of the show.
Save up your milkshake money.
Yeah, we want to get as many milkshakes as we can to get down here to the studio. But we'll be announcing that next week. But start planning now.
Give us an email, whatjailislike@hotmail.com. We'd like some people down in the studio, actually, next week.
Yeah.
So if you want directions to the studio, if you want us to confirm for real that we want you in the studio, give us the email, whatjailislike@hotmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.